Again, as we start Maseches Nedarim, Daf Beis Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah tells us that Kol Kinoy Nedarim Kinedarim. All, let's call it nicknames, all... Oh, here's Ricky. Alright, we'll pause it then. So Kol Kinoy Nedarim Kinedarim, all, again, we'll call them nicknames, are like Nedarim themselves. Any Kinoy of Nedarim, another word that we'll see in Ran, any word that is somewhat similar to Nedarim will be as if you made a Neder itself. The charamim ki charamim. Charam has the same dinim. We'll get around about what this all means. Ushuos ki shuos, uniziros ki niziros. So let's learn through the Ran today. The Ran says, kol kino nedarim. Neder hu be'echa mishnei nyanim. There are two ways to come about to making a neder. Im nidre hektesh, shu makdish lebedek abayis el mizbech. A person's makdish, an object, an animal to mizbech, or perhaps some money, or a type of stone to the base of mikdash. Ubinin zed, this type of neder, einu yachal lahakdish elamahu shelo, v'isuro kolo kaladam. And a person is only able to makdish something of his own item. He cannot be makdish his friends. I can't go to Adam's car and say, your car is now hektish, it doesn't work. The Rabbi Yochanan says that statement. A person can only makdish his own item. And once a person is makdish his own item, this type of hektish is a type of nether, will make the object entirely usher for everybody. So if I say that this chair, well, let's say this chair were to be mine, this chair is hektish, so this will be hektish. Nobody could get hana from this. It would be an iser me'ila. That's one type of hektish, one type of nether. Oh, nidre iser she aser al atzmo dvarm amuh mutarim. Or there's a nether that was on the gavra, on the person themselves. The first type of nether was a chepsa, nether on the chepsa, the object. Now the nether is on the gavra, the person himself, where I'm asking something to me, to myself. Ubinin zeh, this type of nether, yachol leser afilu nichse chaveru alav vein isur shavlakol. I could take David's property and say, it's usher to me. So David's property will be usher to me, but to everybody else in the world will be mutter. I have no right to make David's house usher to anybody, but I can prevent myself, I can create this force field around myself, making the nether on myself from getting any hana from this type of house, let's say. Masechazu, so what's Nedarim about? He be'inin nidr iser. We're referring to the second type of nether where a person takes a personal nether on himself that he cannot get hana from a particular item, a particular person. Shema Shoshana Khan, that which is taught here, charamim ki charamim. So the first nether, the first example of the Mishnah is kol kinu nidarim ki nidarim. What's the second thing listed in the Mishnah? Charamim, says the Gemara, says the Ran rather, charamim ki charamim, hainu mishum shaloshon cherem, kishem shu kol charmei bedek abayis, kachu kol nidrei iser. Kiditran lakaman, hareini alecha cherem hamoder aser, hareis at alai cherem hamadir aser. So he's referring to, he's not really explaining what charamim are, but charamim is found in the end of Maseches Erechin. There's charmei, which is either charmei kohanim or charmei bedek abayis. It's a type of hektish, also similar to this. He doesn't really explain. Okay, we'll leave that aside for now. Dilu charmei bedek abayis lo shayich b'hai masecht el b'seder kajim, right? And Maseches Erechin discusses charmei bedek abayis, which is where you make an object, it's supposed to be designated for the base of Mikdash, that's a cherim on the chepta, that's not our topic here, says the Ram. The nidre iser heim be'echar mishlo shidrachim. Now that we've established, we're talking about nidre iser, which again is where there's a nether on the gavra himself, that I personally took a nether, that this object, I can't get enough from this object or from this person. There are three ways to create such a nether, that I cannot get hana from this object. Ikar nether, the primary way of getting the nether is the kinuv, ikar nether, the kinuyav, the yados. Either saying the actual words that this object is usher to me, or kinuv, which is a nickname, saying a different type of word for nether, or yados is where there's not clear, it's not clear what I'm saying, but there's a handle, there's some indication of what I'm referring to. So what are each of them? Ikar nether, the primary way of creating such a nether, says the Ran, hu shiyomar davar zeh aser alai. You simply say that this object is aser to me. Hu bein shehitpisu bedavar acher bein shelo hitpisu zeh nether hamur b'tara. The Ran says here, whether or not I'm matvis means literally to pitovis, to grab onto. Whether or not I say I'm aser, this, let's say, safer is aser to me, like a carbon. Now, carbon is something where you, hatvasa is, when I say my nether is being tofaced on another object that already is aser midin nether. So carbon, an animal, cow, is mutter. If I'm makdish this cow, it's now aser midin hektish. If I say this is a carbon now, it's aser midin hektish. I added kedusha to this carbon. So some rishonim hold, the only way, or maybe the best way to make a nether is, if I say that this sefer is aser to me, just like this carbon is aser to me. As opposed to, let's say, hatvasa won't work if I have pig. A pig is already usher. A pig did not come about becoming usher because I was makdish it. It's usher because the Torah says it's usher. If I say this will be usher to me the safer, like that pig, that doesn't work. The hatvasa has to be on something. I think I'll probably explain this. Hatvasa has to be on something that also came out usher isser through my hektish as well. So the Ran says, whether I'm doing hatvasa, whether I'm saying this sefer is usher like that cow, which is a carbon, or whether I'm not doing hatvasa, I'm simply saying that this is usher to me, both ways is considered the ikr neder according to the Ran. Ella, says the Ran, the difference is, Ella hecha, the last two narrow lines of the Ran now, Ella the hecha shitvisu, ba'inan shitvisu b'davar ha-nidur v'lo b'davar ha-usher, like I just said. That when you want to do hatvasa, if you're taking the track of hatvasa, that this sefer is usher, like that carbon, it only works if I'm comparing it to an animal or some other object that also came about an iser through a neder. But to create the hatvasa on something that already is usher, like a pig, which is usher from its time it's been born, hatvasa doesn't work on that. Ukadamina mebreish perak shvus shayim basra. The Gemara in Shavuos tells us, "My time of damar krok ki yidur neder l'Hashem ad sheyidur b'davar hanidur." The neder only works if I'm being hatvasa on something that's also because it was also b'taris neder. Kolomar shaf a pisha neder chal below hatvasa. Even though I can normally the Ran hold, I can normally make a neder without hatvasa. I could say this sefer is also to me. Afilachi im hitvisu. If I take the track of doing hatvasa, then I need to do ba'inan shiatvisenu b'davar hanidur v'lo b'davar ha'aser. Then I have to at least compare it. The hatvasa has to be chal, or has to be working off of something else that's also because of nether, not because of iser. Who kamoshu kasafti sham, like he writes over there. Good so far. Fine. Hilkach hecha shehitvis v'amar harei kikar ze alai kikarbon chayl nidra. Therefore, if I take the hatvasa, I want to take this track that my sefer is also like the carbon, that will work because the carbon itself was not, it's not a davar iser, it's a davar nidur, the ikr neder huzeh. So that's the first category. So again, just to recap, because this is going to be a tremendous, tremendous yisod throughout the Masechta. We're talking about nidre iser, which you're taking a personal neder on yourself. The first way to create a neder on yourself is by saying that either the sefer is usher, or by saying this usher like a carbon, like something hatvasa, like something else that's usher midin nidur v'lo midavar iser. Then the Ran says the second type of way of creating a neder nidre iser is v'kinov through a nickname, literally. Who should be makom carbon yomer konam koneach v'kones. Some type of in another word, I guess, a nickname for the word neder. So v'chol she'amar kein harehu aser kilu amar carbon alai kikar zeh. Even though you don't actually say that it's a carbon, you say konem or konech or konos, it says if you said a carbon, hainu titanan kol kinuy nidarm kinadarm. That's what the Mishnah means when it says all kinuyim, all nicknames of nidarm are like nidarm themselves.
It says konem alai sefer zeh.
Exactly. So that's going to work as a kinuy. It's as if you're saying it's like a carbon. Now, there's a big machlokas that Ran's going to refer to now that appears later on in Daf Yud, but how to understand the nature of kinuim. So he quotes this Gemara, Ubahani kinuim, when it comes to these nicknames, these derivations of the word nedarim, pligi Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, is a machlokas.
The Gemara, so he's talking about nickname to nedarim, not nickname to the heftza.
Exactly, right. So the Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Lashon Nachrim Him, V'reish Lakish Amar Lashon Shebadulem Chachamim Lios Nodim Ba. Rabbi Yochanan says the koname, the words koneach and kones are Lashon Nachum. They're the way the non-Jews would speak of. It's the laz, the common language they would use to call to refer to Nadarm. And Reish Lakish says they were a set list of Chachamim, the list of words that the Chachamim had established. It wasn't because it was Umos HaOlam created these words. The Chachamim created a whole database that these are considered kinuim. They made this whole formal list. That's the basic machlokas. So the Ran explains that Ul Rabbi Yochanan, who holds this about Lashon Nachumheim, that these are the way that the Nachum used to speak, Damar Lashon Nachumheim Vadai Hanoder Behem Gizuntai Kinoder Beikr Karbon Shenadarm Nemarim Behem Becholashon. That according to Rabbi Yochanan, when you use Lashon Nachum, it could be others say it refers to like slang almost. That their vadai, the one who's noder with them, is certainly be'ikar karbon shadarm nemarim behem. But afilu reish lakish, who hold it's about Lashon Shabadu Chachamim, that Chachamim created a whole list of what's considered Kinuyim. Afilu Eish Lakish Nami, Damar Shehim Lashon Shabadu Lim Chachamim, Harehim Gam Kain, Kined Gamar Midraisa. So, certainly according to, again, we have to, a big klal when it comes to Nedarim is we follow Lashon B'nei Adam. The way that people speak is going to be the way, when there's, let's say there's ambiguity, how to define and interpret a certain statement of a person, we always say Lashon B'nei Adam. So, let's say a good example of this. The let's say a person takes upon himself, the Gemara in Tanya says, I'm going to take upon myself a nether, Ad sheyardu gshamim, the Gemara says. So what does it mean, ad sheyardu gshamim, until it rains? So some say it means the first rain, some say it means the last rain. Some say no, it refers to the second rain, because Lashon B'nei Adam, when you say rain, rain implies gshamim means two rains. But it's two times it rains, that's when the Isser Nether will stop. So you always follow Lashon B'nei Adam. Or let's say, for example, the Mishnah later on in the Dharm tells us that a person says, I'm taking a nether from all Arelim, all people who don't have a bris milah. So what about a Jew who does not have a bris milah? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, that's not included in the nether. Because when people say Arelim, they're referring to Goyim. That's why, but they're not referring to Mamish Arelim, referring to Goyim. That's how you call a Goyim, people who don't have bris milahs. So it's a big cloud throughout Nedarim. We follow Lashon B'nei Adam. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says Lashon Nachumim, the way that people would speak, so that would be understood that if a person spoke, that they would call a nether a koneim or a kones or a konech, that would be considered Lashon B'nei Adam and would be certainly a neder deraisa. The Ron says, but even according to Reish Lakish, who says that it's a Lashon that Shabadu Chachamim, they created this database, the Chachamim did, they on their own, they created words. If you say this, it's a code word for nether. If you say this is a code word for nether, one would think it wouldn't be deraisa. The Chachamim created such a database. So the Ron says, even according to the Chachamim, it's still a deraisa, he says. Why? If you're still with me inside, it's seven Y lines down in the Ron. Sharei kol ha-lishonos einan ela haskamas uma v'uma v'logara me'askamas chachamim zal me'askamastam. So he says, yeah, this requires a lot of the Ian to figure out how the Ram means here, but he says each of the languages are no, it's einu ela haskamas uma v'uma. It's something that the chachamim, the each nation rather, had agreed upon, accepted that this is considered a Lashon Neder, and it's no less, the Haskamah Chachamim is no less, no worse, than the Haskamah of the Umas Olam. So unclear exactly what the Reish Lakish has said, what the Ron's understanding of Reish Lakish here, because if it's Haskamah's Umah of Umah, that would sound like Lashon Nachrim Hain.
So, no, I think it's yeah? Umah of Umah in regards to the Heftah. Meaning in English, you agree that this, that we call it the chair.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, because of that agreement, when you refer to that, it's considered to be, you know, the chel. That's the chefza. Because the Ummah was agreeing that that's how you call it.
But how's it different than what Rav Yochanan says? It's Lashon Nachrim Heim. Lashon Nachrim Heim, we understood to be, I understood to be, at least it was slang the way the people would speak.
Because here the Ummah is not a nationality. It's the Chachamim are acting almost as their own Ummah.
So is he saying that, May I misunderstand what he said? He says, "Eino ella haskamas umavuma." What do you mean? Say, "Eino ella ki haskamas umavuma"? Because if you take it literally, "Eino ella haskamas umavuma," that's exactly lashon nachamim. It's only the haskama what the nation has agreed to. That's language.
He's saying lashonos in general. Lashonos in general are haskamas umavuma.
Oh, okay. Shrei kol halashon, all language in general is a way. I see. So this is fascinating, Ron. The Ron says, what's a language? A language isn't something that the Torah necessarily created. Now, there are certain things that the Torah, 70 languages of the Torah, but it wasn't something that the Torah had created. Each nation evolved and words developed, and you had Latin and Roman and Greek, and all the other languages came from these different core languages. But they all agreed. Now, we finally have English centuries later. Why does English work? Because we agree that this is going to be what the chair means, a chair. So Chachamim have the same ability, that even though they weren't a nationality, they said, okay, let's say that this means a shulchan, or this means a koneim or a kones is a lashon neder. So they created their own language on their own. So that's how they're on to understanding. Okay, so therefore it's also deraisa. The Chachamim created the same database that a nation creates, a database of words that they came about through haskamas umavuma.
So Tachlis, what's the difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish
Lakish? Great question.
Why Chachamim need to create such a database if it's already existed.
Right. So that itself is an interesting question. What was the need for that?
No, I think that I think that when you refer to a Chefza in any language, because of the Askama of that language, that this is the Chefza, so it's obvious that that's what it is. It doesn't need to be in a different language or your language in order to refer to that. That's what I mean.
Say that one more time. Okay. Trying to keep track in time also. It's only 6:20 already, okay. Not sure if I have time for all these runs.
You want
to
use it.
I said to her, these are geshma. I mean, this is a very important round to do, at least for introduction. But I'll just say, there's one interesting thing about language in general that just came to mind now. There's a Machlokes Rambam Ravid about how to understand the 70 languages of the world. Do we view all the other languages as independent languages? Or are each of the languages an interpretation, a translation of Hebrew? Hebrew is the Iker language, and English, let's say, or that's not one of the 70 languages, Latin is an interpretation of Hebrew, but Hebrew is the Iker. Or no, there's 70 languages that are each independent on their own right. It impacts a lot of different halachas. So that, I remember this has something to do with this Ron here also, how he makes a certain assumption about Haskamah's Ummah of Ummah, that each Ummah is its own individual language. It's not an interpretation of Hebrew necessarily. Okay, let's keep going though. That finishes Ron at least. Should we finish his Ron?
Today is Tuesday.
Okay, that's true. We have time. Okay, Hilchach. Right, Hilchach. You see the end of that line. Hilchach, havu lehu midraisa. Therefore, he says, again, Ricky says a good question. What's the difference of Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish? Rabbi Yochanan says, either the actual languages, this is slang, and Haskamas Umas Olam will create a nether deraisa. And Shlokish just takes that and expands it, that even Lashem Shabbat Chachamim also have the ability to create their own language. Why they did that, David asks? I'm not sure why. Maybe the Gemara Dafir will explain to us. Mm-hmm. Hachanami here too also says the Ran Mashma Birish Nazir de Parchino Namis Nisin Pesach Bikinum and Farsh Yados, who Mishani Tana ki Pesach Pesach Biker Carbon Vahada Farsh Yados Dasin Le Majasha. Okay, we don't need that. Alma, the Chuy Alma Kinuim Deraisa Lechiva Alag Carbon. Okay, I don't think we need all this right now.
Over here it says Bikala de Medak de Rav Yochanan, over here it's a different.
Here we go. Some make the following diik in Rabbi Yochanan. The Amar Lashon Chanachem, a couple lines down from where we were. So the Amar Lashon Chanachem him, Maishna the Parish Hanach Lishne the Koneis Tfei Mishar Lishne. So it's really Lashon Chanachem. So why were these the only examples that were given? Why not have all the different languages of what's considered a nether? Any language you use, any of the 70 languages, if not more than the 70 languages, that should also work according to the Ran. It's any language works according to the Rabbi Yochanan rather. But Nachon Shir Isi Bazer, who Mashi Perisha Chacham Agada, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chastai, Zal, the Revusad Ashminu. It's a sort of chiddush we're learning from here. Needless to say, if it's a real language, of course it's going to be nether. Even languages that are not true languages, let's call them slang, words that are not real words, or languages that are not real languages, these are Hebrew words that were changed, that were mistaken, and they are now part of slang. I would have thought
mixing up languages.
Exactly.
Like Dora the Explorer.
not familiar. I know who she is, though.
My daughter watches it.
And it's not connected to your own Kavana.
Kavana is a huge, huge thing. But you also have to use the right code words.
Code words towards who?
For the nether to be chal, you have to say the right words, also the right Kavana.
You can't say the words, or it's enough that you accept it yourself?
No, machshava alone is not going to work. You have to say a nether, and use one of these words, and also have in mind that it's going to be a nether. Right now, we're concerned with what code words you're using, which words.
Meaning so, I need to talk to myself.
Talk to yourself?
In order to accept that.
You have to say it out loud. You have to articulate the words.
Even though there's nobody in the room.
Right. So, Kamash Malan says, the Ran, Kevin, the Shenachem, Midabrim Behem, since people use these words, even though they're not officially part of the dictionary, but they're slang, and that's the common language, Afa Pi She'enu Meikar Lashonam, even though it's not really part of the language, El Mishibush, Hu Biyodam Harehu Nedagamar, and that works. That's the Chiddush. But, says the Ran, if it's a real word, that's even though it's not listed in the Mishnah, if it's the way people speak, it's part of the language, then certainly it will be a good Nedar. V'kol Shekein, Lashonos Hanach, Shar Lashonos Hanachem.
I mean, I guess you would say they did the whole thing in English, for sure.
Exactly. Okay. Okay, let's go next line in Rashi. She said that in Iran. The high time and nami dekari lo kinuyim. That's why it's called kinuyim. Klomer shem miloshon neder elashu mechuna kumu mechanim es shem lechaver. It's a nickname, like we said before. It's a nickname. That's why that word is being used. Elohim kinu nidarm. What's yados? The Ra now. The yados nidarm. What's a yad of nidarm? Who shemaschil v'miksas diburosh neder. You begin saying the proper word for neder, the proper sentence. Elashenu gomer osa. You don't complete the sentence. Vosa miksas adibur. That fragment of a statement, have a keilu no der kol shlamos hadibur kadama ochet kli bebeis yad shelo metalta kulo. It's as if you're holding on to the handle of a pot, not the whole pot, but the handle. So too, you're holding on to the handle of a nether without completing the statement. But since you're holding on to the handle controls the whole pot. That part of the sentence of the nether, the yad, controls the whole statement. And even though you didn't say it, it's as if you did say this. So that's the basic, that's the introduction, the Ran's introduction to Nidarm. He lays out very nicely for us. So again, just to quickly review the Ran, we have two types of Nidarm to start off. There's Nidre Hekdesh, which is the Isser and the Chefta. That's found for the most part in Kachim, Maseches, Erechim. When it comes to Nidre Isser, which we're referring to, it's the Isser on the Gavra, a personal nether, that's created one of three ways, either through Iker Nether, or through kinuyim, or through Yados. And we have the Machlokes, Ran, Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, how to understand kinuyim. Okay.
Something
Tosfot, no? Say it again.
Named it. I don't know.
Hatfasa, very good. When it comes to making an Iker Nether, there's two ways to make a Nether. Either saying this is Asher to me, or do I create a Nether through Hatfasa, through drawing the Iser from another object. Now that other object you're doing Hatfasa on has to be an object that also came about through a nether, as opposed to something that's usher from the...
According to the introduction, someone says that Hatfasa is better than a regular nether.
There's a whole big machlokas about Hatfasa. According to the Ran says they're equal. Some Rishonim say Hatfasa is the best one, right? I think the Ran in Shavuos says the Hatfasa is the best one. And they try to point out the stira, how the Ran here says they're equal, but elsewhere he says Hatfas is really thicker. Then it doesn't work. If I say that this...
It has to be...
Hatfas
are not always work.
If I say that this sefer is asr to me, like that pig, it won't work, because a pig is not a davar hanidur, it's a davar ha-asr.
But then it wouldn't be Hatfasa.
It doesn't work. Hatfasa would be ineffective.
Therefore, Hatfasa doesn't work all the time, comparing to Nei, which works all the time.
Because when it doesn't work, it's not Hatfasa.
Yeah, Hatfasa cannot work all the time.
That's the rough.
Or even a neder. What if you say a neder that the pig is forbidden to me?
Right, it also wouldn't work.
Is that a neder?
Right. Ain ischal
lisser. Right.
You can only ask for something that's already mutter.
Right.
Okay, fine. What time is it now? Because I think this other round is also very important. It's a short daf still.
The other side is also short?
This Tosos on the bottom here, Shavuos talks about a very, very important sod. You sod here, the difference between Shavuos and Nidarm. We can either read inside, I can say outside what it is, if I remember correctly. It's very important. I'll say what the yisod is, and maybe if we have time, we can come back to it. The yisod basically is that in neder, actually, I'm not going to do justice to us. But let's try to get to the daf, and if we have time, we'll come back to the Saran. So the Mishnah already again tells us, kol kinui nedarm kinedarm, v'charam k'charam v'shuvos k'shuvos v'nezirus k'nezirus. Any kinuim, any nicknames or slang being used, a slang word for nether, or a slang word for chayrim, or a slang word for shavuos, is as if you actually made the shavua, made the nether, made the chayrim, or made the nazirus. The Mishnah says, ha'omer l'chaveiro. Somebody says to his friend, mudarni mimcha, so I am usher from you, I cannot get hana from you. Now, it's going to be very confusing, by the way. A lot of the Lashonos being moder, am I usher to you or are you usher to me? It's very confusing each case. Mudrani mimcha, I am going to be usher from getting hana from you. Sometimes it means I am going to be usher for you to get hana from me. Sometimes I'm saying I'm usher to get hana from you. It's very, very confusing. So I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, mudrani mimcha, I am usher to get hana from you. Or mufushani mimcha, I'm separate from you. Or muruchachani mimcha, I'm distant from you. Shani ochel lecha, that I cannot eat from any of yours. Shani tom lecha, I cannot taste from any of yours. Also, the iser is chal. Menuda anilcha. Menuda, the lashon menuda, is found in the Maseches Moikat in the third parak. Has all these discussion of menuda. Menuda is a person who's excommunicated. The different levels of excommunication. Menuda, one of the levels. So, a person says, "I am excommunicated from you." Rabbi Kiva hayachokeich bazel hachmir. He was inclined to say that this too would be machmir, and say the nether would be chal as well. Okay, so. So just the Gemara says in the bottom, the Ran rather tells in the bottom that the, you see the Ran here? Actually we'll see it's in the Gemara. He quotes the Gemara. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. So going on to Beis and Beis now, the Gemara on the top says, Kol kinui nidarm kinidarm. All slang words, all nicknames of nidarm are as if you made the actual nether itself. Maishna gavi nazir delo katani lo lukulu. Yeah, I read that one, yeah. So, Maishna Gavi Nazir de lo Katani Lulukulu, Umaishna Gavi Nidarm de Katani Lukulu. Why, when it came to Nazir, Nazir, the first mission Nazir, which is the next Masechta, also has this type of presentation of Kol Kinu Nazirus Kinaziris, but it doesn't list the other examples of Haramim and Shavuos and Nidarm. Why in Nidarm do we have an exhaustive list? When it comes to Nazir, we don't have an exhaustive list. So, answers the Gemara, Mishum de Nader Vishvua Ksivi Gavi Ahadade. Because nether and shvuah are written next to each other, says the Ran, two lines from the top. Nether v'shvuah k'siv gavi hadade dechsev ki yidur nether l'Hashem o hishava shvuah. In the very same pasuk, it juxtaposed nether and shvuah. So once we spoke about nedarim, we also mentioned shvuah. And I guess once we mention shvuah, we mention all of them. Says the Gemara. V'chayv and the tatani tartin. Since you can tani. Let's read that again. Mishum de neder v'shvuah k'sivi gavi hadade. Tani tartin. So since shvuah and neder mention the pasuk together, we mention those two together in this very Mishnah here. V'chayv in the tani tartin. Since this Mishnah taught to them nidarm and shvuah, tani l'chul, they decide to teach all the other ones, charamim and nazirus as well. As opposed to Nazir, Nazir is mentioned, actually it happens to be in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Nazir, so Nazir is mentioned. And Nazir is mentioned not next to any other example, so they left Nazir alone in Maseches Nazir. So then the Gemara asks, "V'lisnei kinoi shvuos basin nedarim." If you look back to the Mishnah, the order, it says neder, then it says charamim, then it says shvuos, and then it says nazirus. If neder and shvuos were next to each other in the pasuk, and that was the basis for listing them together in the Mishnah, the order should really be nedarim shvuos, and then either charam or nazirus. Why is shvuos and nedarim separate from each other? So answers the Gemara, "Aydi detane nedarim." The mitzar cheftza aleha. So, since nedarim is about asking the cheftza on itself, and this should raise, you know, some questions in your mind right now. Since nedarim is creating an isra on the cheftza, tana nami charamim the mitzar cheftza aleha.
It's connected.
It's similar. That charamim also, when I'm saying that this object is bedek abayis, I'm saying this is hektish. And again, as I said before, the hektish by charamim is either hektish to the bedek abayis or it's a hektish to go to the kohen. That's a machlokas. La fuke shvua de ka'aser nafshe min achefza, as opposed to shvuos, is where the person becomes aser to the object, not that the object becomes aser to the person. So what's the shaila here? The difficulty is, we saw before in the Ran that the difference between nidre iser and nidre hektish is that nidre hektish is in the chefza, nidre iser is an iser in the gavra. Here the Gemara says that the nedarim is an iser in the chefza as well. So let's see if the Ran addresses this at all. Yeah, see, there's this long Ran here. Let's do this Ran. Let's see if he, see the Ran? Three lines from the top. Aydi detane nedarim de mitzar chefza aleha. Kulomer, she'osar akikar alav, omer achilas akikar ze alai. You say that this piece of bread is also to me. The chefza, this bread is also to me. Lafuke shvua de osar nafshi min achefza, where I forbid myself from the object. Now, it makes sense conceptually. It's two different things. Now, in the end of the day, lemaisa, both are going to create an iser, I cannot eat the bread, but conceptually they're different. One is where the bread is usher to me, that's another, and the shvuah is where the I am usher from partaking in the bread.
What's the difference in practicality?
So let's see if he explains any practical differences here. Let's see. So, umihash mashma de'ein shvuah b'lashon neder v'lo neder b'lashon shvuah. What comes out here is that you cannot interchange the words. If I'm trying to, let's say, create an iser on the chefza, I can't use the lashon shvuah. If I'm creating it's a gavra, I cannot use a lashon neder. They are not interchangeable. Hokach kol shehichlev shel zebeze ein bedvarv klum. If you ever switch them around, it's not going to work.
Meaning?
If I say that this bread will be asr to me midin shvua, that won't work. Whenever I'm taking the approach of a chefza, I need to use lashon neder. Whenever I'm taking the approach of the gavra, I need to use lashon shvua. I cannot switch the chefza with lashon shvua and the gavra with lashon neder. Exactly. Now, neder can't really be entirely chefza. The difference is, what's the difference? Because nidrei hekdesh, which is ruled by the chefza, is where this chefza becomes inherent iser, where it becomes usher to every single person. When I take a neder, iser, I'm saying this object is usher to me. It doesn't become infused in the chefza itself, but it's conceptually, the object is usher to me.
In relationship to me.
So that's why it's in the chepta, but a lesser level than a nidre hektesh itself. Okay, let's keep going now. I don't think we need to rest this around for now.
It's going to be very patient.
What? This?
Can see it.
Okay. Says the Gemara further. Pasach b'kinuim kol kinuim yadarm u'mifarish yados ho'mer l'chaver moder ani mimcha. So the Gemara asks, the Mishnah doesn't really make much sense. We start by saying, kol kinui nidarm kinidarm, and kol kinui shvuos kishvuos. And then the examples that are being brought are yados. The examples of kinuim are brought in a later Mishnah. I don't know which Mishnah this is, I don't remember, but later on we're going to find the Mishnah that tells us all the kinuim. Kones and koneim and koneach. The Mishnah later on. So why did... You found it? I don't remember the Mishnah is, but... So why does the Mishnah Daf Yud? That's where the Yochanan Reish Lakish. That's a long time from now. It's not until Daf Yud, on the bottom of Daf Yud, where we have Haomer Koneim and Koneach and Kones Harei Elu Kinuim LeKarbon. So what happened? So we started telling us about Kinuim in the beginning of the Mishnah Nedarim, and then we go off to explain Yados, which was the third approach of creating Nedarim. So the Gemara asks, Pasach b'Kinuim, we introduce Kinuim, Kol Kinuim Nedarim. Umifarsh, but the Mishnah went on to explain Yados, which is Ha'omer l'chaver, Moder ani mimcha. Vesu, moreover, asks the Gemara, Yados inchi ayri behun. Yados inchi ayri behun. What's the question there?
Yados is referring to Moder ani mimcha?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what the Gemara says. So what's the Shaila here? Again, Vesu, Yados inchi. So, Lashon of to forget. Is there the Mefarshi, the Rashi explains this? No, it does not. Yeah, see Rashi? Vesu is the one word, Dibur Maskel, Vesu. Akati ikal mifrach, yados inchi. Heichi shacham hatana delo katani v'yados nidarm kinidarm. The Mishnah didn't give us the introductory line of, oh, not only are kinui nidarm kinidarm, but also yados nidarm are kinidarm as well. We never had that introduction of Yados at all. How could it go on to explain what Yados are without first introducing the concept?
Right, so Yados Nidarm.
Right, so Lashon Inche here is to forget here. So Vesu, Yados Inche, they forgot to mention Yados and they went on to explain what Yados were. So Gemara says, Ayibuhun. The Rashi explains Ayibuhun means the Vade Lo Shachach. No, they certainly didn't forget it. The Chasur Mechser, there's something missing in the Mishnah. The Hachi Katani, the way the Mishnah should be written is as follows. Kol kinui nidarim kinidarm, v'yados nidarm kinidarm. All nicknames of nidarm and all handles literally of nidarm are like nidarm themselves. And then they went on to explain examples of what yados are and then went on to explain examples of kinuim. The Gemara asks in a number of places a similar question. V'lifrosh kinuim b'resha. So if we first said kinuim and then we introduced yados, well, the first example should be kinuim, and then go on to yados. You have A and then B, so explain A, then explain B. Why do we say kinuim, yados, and the first example is yados, and then we come back to kinuim? Answer the Gemara, again, lifrosh kinuim bereisha. First explain, give me examples of kinuim. Don't wait until daf yud. Answer the Gemara, hahud desalik minei, hahud mifarish min bereisha. That which we just completed explaining, or at least introducing, that's what we're going to explain first. So the structure is introduce A, kinuim, introduce B, which is yados, and then let's explain B, since we just spoke about B. We introduce B, let's explain what B is, and then we'll come back to explain what A is. We'll come back to explain what kinuim are.
That's how they explain it, yeah? Whatever.
So let's see.
But we're saying, listen, you didn't put
yados. So he says, no, actually you should treat like we put yados, and since we put yados, we're going to start with yados. So he never put yados.
Right, well, they were saying it has to, so the Gemara said there must be a mistake.
Right.
Because it doesn't make sense to explain, give an example of something that the Mishnah hasn't introduced. So once we get over the fact that there's a mistake, so now the structure would be Kinuyim Yados, and then explain Yados first.
Right.
But you're right, there are a couple of levels.
Yados is not there yet.
Right. Well, we've seen many other.
What do you mean Yados? It says Mudrani Yimcha, it's Yados.
But it doesn't introduce it.
No, but it doesn't introduce it. Call, it doesn't say. That's why here it says it's fixing the Mishnah, but, right.
Okay, so the Gemara explains and says there, we have many of the examples like this, that they have a structure of A, B, B, A. Kiddetanan, like the Mishnah, Masechah Shabbos, second parak tells us, but Memalikin and Emalikin, what do you light with on Shabbos? What can you not light with on Shabbos? And after saying Emalikin, it says Emalikin v'chule. So it says A, B, and then it starts explaining B first. The Mev Tomim, another Mishnah in Masechah Shabbos, Ma'ein Tomim, what can you insulate for Shabbos purposes, and what can you not insulate? And explain first, Ein Tomnim. And it has another mission in Shabbos, B'me Isha Yotze, Ma'eino Yotze. What could a woman go out on Shabbos? What's considered carrying for? What's considered wearing for her? Ein Yotze Lo Teta Isha. And it goes on to explain, a woman cannot wear the following. So it explains A, B, and then B. V'chol Heich, so that's the Gemara's answer. We have in the Mishnah, in our Mishnah here, it's Kinuyim, Yados. Let's explain Yados first, like we just saw in the three Mishnayos in Masechah Shabbos. Asks the Gemara, V'chol heicha the pasuk lo mefarish bereisha. Whenever we have an introduction with A, B, we never introduce A first. It's not always A, B, B, A. Sometimes A, B, A. And what's his raya? That's not the Mishnah in the 8th parak of Babasra. Yesh nochlim v'manchim. There are those who are going to be nochel, who will be yoresh, a relative, and they'll also be morish, if they were to die, to be morish. So the example the Mishnah says is a father-son. So a father is yorish from his son. If his son dies first, the father is yorish from his son. But if the son dies first, rather if the father dies, then the father will be nochel, will be morish. And then there are those who are nochel v'lomanchilim. Some of them, some people, are yorish, but they're not going to be morish. So v'elu nochlin manchim. Then the Gemara's example is A. They go back to A. A, B, and then they explain A. Who are examples of nochlin manchilim? The Gemara goes, the Mishnah goes on to explain. Further, the Mishnah, I think, Mishnah Yivamos, right? No, this is Shabbos also. That's a Vav here.
Yivamos.
Yeah, Yivamos. Okay, good. And it says, Yesh mutaros lebalem vasurus leyivamim. There are certain people who are mutar to the husbands, but they're going to be asur to the yavam. And there are those who are mutar leyivavim vasurus lebalem. Others where they're mutar to the yavam, but asur to the balem. Veilu mutaros lebalem vasurus leyivamim. And they're going, the Mishnah goes on to explain case A first. And another Mishnah in Menachos, Yesh Tu No Shemen V'Levona, Shemen V'Lo Levona. There are those certain Karbanos Minchos which require oil and Levona. Others require oil, not Levona. Ve'ilu Shetu No Shemen V'Levona. And the following are those that require Shemen and Levona. It goes A, B, A. And another example, this is also probably Menachos, right? Yeah. Yesh Tu No Hagasha, Ve'in Tu No Tenufa. There are those Menachos that require Hagasha, which means to press the Mincha up against the Mizbeach. And does not require any of the waving. They used to wave around the mincha. And there are those that require tenufa, the waving of the mincha of Elohim HaGashah, but don't require the touching of the Mizbeach. And the Mishnah explains first, A, it's A, B, A, Elu Tunos HaGashah. Then the Mishnah in Bechoros tells us, Yesh Bechor L'Nachla of Ein Bechor L'Kohen. There are those who get Bechor for Nachla, the firstborn from the father's side, even though they're not necessarily from the firstborn from the mother's side, they get Nachla, but they don't get the Kohen. They're not considered Pidyon HaBen. And there are those who are Bechor LeKohen, who are Pidyon HaBen, who are the firstborn from the mother's side, Veinim Bechor LeNachla, but not the firstborn from the father's side. And what's the first example the Mishnah gives? It's A-B-A, Age of Bechor LeNachla. What's the example of a person who's going to be Bechor from the Nachla, Veinim Bechor LeKohen? Halin Mishnah, so that's all the questions. So we see it sometimes it's A-B-A, not always A-B-B.
Most of them is A-B-A.
We definitely brought more examples of A-B-A, right? So, answers the Gemara. Holin mishum de avshile mifarish ahu de pasach bereisha. All the examples that we just brought that has the structure of ABA, since the avshile, since there's a lot to speak about, that the category of A is a lot more to speak about, it explains it first. Let's get some explanation for this. Is there Ron here? Ron doesn't explain this idea. Does the Rashi explain anything here? Nothing.
So here it says yesh. He says bechol echad. Mechamesh ha-mishnayot shehukshu mehen, יש ארבע בבות, כלומר ארבע חילוקי דינים. למשל, במשנה הראשונה נאמר, יש נחלים ומנחילים, נחלים ולא מנחילים, מנחילים ולא נחלים, לא נחלים ולא מנחילים.
There are four permutations.
Right, as opposed to this.
And look at the Tosos in the bottom. You see Tosos in the right column? All the way in the bottom. The Tosos quotes the Gemara here. And he says, did dog pen yite behen? There is a concern they might make a mistake. L'chach mefarsh hahu dekasa bereisha. So I guess he didn't add all this in what Ricky's right. saying from the art school. There's 1, 2, 3, 4. There are four different cases, like manchilim, nochlim, nochlim, manchilim, ein manchilim. There are four different cases, and each of them is shas we brought. And they're afraid that if they go back to 1, 2, 3, 4, let's use it, and then they do 4 first, they might forget to come back to 1. So keep the order right. Okay, that's how. Is any other interpretations of that word? Is there a rush here? The rush is like what you. That's what you quoted. The rush. The bottom line says, shebechol achas yesh dal bubbles. Each have four. And they're going to forget some of them.
Says Rush.
Right. Okay. Fine. Then the Gemara says, the last line, last two lines here, V'ha behema, b'ma behema yote, v'ma eino yote. The Mishnah Bracha and Shabbos rather tells us also, certain things an animal can go outside wearing, carrying what he can go out with, what it can't go out with. D'lo avshe, it doesn't have a long list. I guess they're not four different examples. And by the way, now that mentions that, I don't think the Mishnah on Shabbos by the woman's four either.
It said here.
Yeah? And neither is Baba Malikin.
Those are the cases where it went right back to number two.
Right, these are the ones that he went straight to number two.
Baba Malikin also.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. Right. Okay. So fine. So yes, behema yotza, bema eino yotza, de lo avsha, de katani. So there, it doesn't have four cases. It has two cases. Yet it goes A-B-A, apparently in behema yotza, de katani yotze, and it explains A first, even though there are only two examples, not four.
Is this maskanatuitz?
What?
Is this maskanatuitz? Why it's like this? Does it matter? Let's just explain.
Well, no. It matters because you're going to forget. I mean, the idea is, remember the Mishnahs were memorized. The Mishnahs were memorized. So if you have 1, 2, 3, 4 examples, so you memorize the four examples, then you start explaining four, and you get so involved in four, you might forget to come back to 1, 2, and 3. Or make three, not two or one, you're going to miss all them. So if you go 1, 2, 3, 4, you memorize the four examples. Remember, they were trying to help you remember things. So they introduced the four different permutations, and then let's analyze all them. So once you got the four down pat, you start going out of order when you're explaining, elaborating on them, you might forget the first four. So when we explain each four, let's talk about one first, two first, and then go in that order. But when you only have two examples, b'me malikin, b'me ein malikin, you're not going to forget, if you start with two, you're not going to forget to come back to one, because there are only two to remember. So a lot of these tricks were to help remember things. So let's go to the top of Gimel and Aleph. We'll go a little bit, how far down does this go? This piece here? Probably just, I think, two lines here. We could probably stop. I'm going to go back to that round in the beginning if you guys want. Yeah. Ella says the Gemara, lav dafka. It's not true. There's no real structure. There's no real order of the way the Mishnahs were organized. Zimnim nefarish hahu depasach bereisha. Zimnim hahu desalik mefarish bereisha. Sometimes we explain A first, and sometimes we explain B first, and there's no rhyme or reason. So that's the way it was listed.
We said before that there were four. That's not a theory.
Yeah, because we had the kasha from Behema Yotza was A, even though it was only two examples, wasn't four examples. So we have no question in the beginning. When we asked, when the Mishnah introduced Kinuim, and then started Kinuim and then Yados, and then started explaining Yados, why didn't explain Kinuim first? Gemara says there's no reason at all. The Mishnah sometimes does it this way, sometimes does it that way. Okay, so a pretty technical daf. Let's just go back to that that run in the on the piece of Shavuos in the beginning of Beis Hamikdash. The Ran tells us v'shuas k'shuas. The person says a kinu shvua, it's like you're making a shvua itself. Kolomar, the kinu shvua harehu k'shuah v'chal. Umeha, from here shmeina the shvua lo ba'isham, ba'ishem rather. You don't need to say shem Hashem when making a shvua. Elakeven shama shvua o shevusa shi kinuya. Shvuisa is a kinu, it's a nickname of the word shvua. Once a person says shelo ochal kikarzeh aser lachal. If I say but if I say I cannot eat this piece of bread, I don't say Shem Hashem at all. The Shavuah is Chal. The Masnisin Bekiah Gavnaskin, and the Mishnah is dealing with this case. The Ibisha Hizkir is Hashem. If you are talking about the Mishnah where you say Shem Hashem, my Iriya Mishim Kino Shvuya. Why is there an issue because of a Shvuya? Tepuklei Mishim Haskaras Hashem. It should be us because I mentioned Shem Hashem. The Afilu below Shvuya, Ubelo Kino Havishvuya. Apparently, the Ran's telling us if you say Shem Hashem, without shu, if I say that this is usher to me, well, you can't say that's already less than shu. I'm not sure how to say a statement like this. But you're saying Shem Hashem on this bread, that this bread is, I don't know, Yudke Vavke?
You could say Hashem I won't eat.
Won't eat? Right. Hashem I won't, right. Hashem I won't eat. Without shu. So what do you say to say?
That, like, we see this lesson in Gemara a lot, like, hello Kim, like, someone says, like,
right,
Hashem, this is not going to happen.
Really. So, Hashem Almighty
Shua
is bread.
As well?
Shvuah is, we said different. Shvuah is where I aser myself, and nether is where I aser the object from me.
Shvuah is in general an act.
But Shvuah in Masechet Ketubot says, you know, that she nishba, that she didn't take the Ketubah, meaning she's not aser herself on anything. She's just confirming that she's saying the truth.
There are different types of Shvuahs. We're talking about Shvuah where a person asks for something. There's also Shvuah Modu B'Mikzas, where Shvuah that you did nothing wrong. That's not Shvuah where you're asking anything. Shvuah has many categories. Yeah. There are four Shvuahs Mediraisa that exist. One of them is Modu B'Mikzas. If I say you owe me $100 and you say no, I only owe you $50. So you take a Shvuah. So that's a different type of Shvuah. We're talking about Shvuah where you ask for something to yourself. So that type of Shvuah, so the Ran says, it can be referring to a Shvuah where you say Shem Hashem, because saying Shem Hashem, like a Hello Kim, the Shem Hashem itself creates an Shvuah, even though you don't use the language of Shvuah. So we're talking about in our Mishnah, where you use Lashon Shvuah, or Kinoi of Shvuah, without Shem Hashem. V'araya, what's the proof, says the Ran? Midamrina b'perek ein mamidim, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, le'elokei Yisrael lo maglina ukdis hasem. To the God of Israel, not to reveal it. This Gemara that's referring to, oh, that's the Gemara. There's a Gemara elsewhere. I think we're a certain Roman officer, I think it was a woman, had told someone a certain Eitzah, and he promised her that he wouldn't reveal the secret to anybody. And he goes out and reveals the secret anyways. And she's like, what in the world, you took a Shavuot to me? So I forget his response exactly, but I think that's what it's referring to there. Fine. It's real further than the Ran here. Look, Haman Nami b'ba Mechilton in our very Masechta Daf Chav Beis Amrina Mari Kule Lo Taimina. Lashon of Mari is Lashon of Master Hashem. Also there, Lashon of Shavuot. Ve'od Dilman Damar Kinuim Lashon Shabadu Chachamim. Him, according to the opinion of Who's Reish Lakish, that the list of Kinuim are the whole database of words that the Chachamim had created. Lahachi Tiknu Kinuim Shavuot Kiecha Dilo Lomar Shavuot Hashem Kidmuch Pegemara. So someone asked, I think David asked before, why did they create the whole database? What was the need for that? The reason was, Ron tells us what the Gemara is going to tell us later on, that they didn't want people saying Shem Hashem. So he said, if you want to say a Shavua, make another, don't say Shem Hashem, use these code words, and these code words are going to work, and it will prevent the person from saying Shem Hashem. Because if you were to use Lashon Shavua, so they knew Tanakh by heart, most of them, or many of them. So they said Shavua, it might lead them to say Shavua La Hashem, or Neder La Hashem. So they said, use these co-words in co-name or co-nase or shvusa, these in the kinuyim, which is not going to have a natural flow into Shem Hashem, and will avoid people saying Shem Hashem. Alma, we see from here though, kol shehizke shvua o kinuya afilu b'laskar Hashem hani. The idea of kinuyim was to say a kinuy without Shem Hashem, to avoid saying Shem Hashem. So we see clearly that Shem Hashem was not necessary for the shvua to be chal when it comes to kinuyim. Now the ikudei there are those who ask the following question. Midamrinim b'perek Shavuos Ha'edus, the Shavuos Ha'edus b'Ishem. The Gemara tells us there that Shavuos Ha'edus, the person takes a Shavuah that he doesn't know any testimony.
So you have to say Shem Hashem,
says the Gemara. Ukdafinan hasam elu misota. It's a gzer shav from Sota. This week's parsha also. Sota, that you cannot, that when you take a Shavuah, you have to say Shem Hashem. How could the Ran suggest here that we're referring to where there is no Shem Hashem being used? Answers Rabbeinu Tam, Dehani mili mushba mi piacher. The Mishnah there, Shavuos Ha'edus and the Shavuos Sota, is we're being mushba, you're being forced to take a Shavuah by others. The case of Sota, you're being forced by the Kohanim, by Ha'edus, you're being forced by the Dayanim. What was that?
You have a subpoena.
Right, exactly. So you're subpoenaed and forced to take a shuva. The home is sota gamrinale. The whole source is from sota. Shemush bas mi pi kohen, where the kohen forces her to take a shua. So when being forced, you have to say shem Hashem. Sota shuas edus is where you're being forced by the dayanim. You need to say shem Hashem. Aval mishmush mi pi atzma. When a person is on his own creating a shua, making a shua, lo bay shem. There you do not need to use shem Hashem. So that's what the Ran suggests. The Rabbeinu Tam's answer is when you require shem Hashem versus not. There's a distinction between mushma mi pi achem versus mushma mi pi atzma. V'tmihani alav, peh kadosh, eich amar davar zeh, how could such a holy peh, like Rabbeinu Tam, say such a svar? The d'ha aminu v'beso perk shvuz da ishtayim basra, da motzi amin ache shvua, ki motzi shvua v'piv dami. A person hears another shvua, and says amin to that shvua, it's as if he himself said the shvua. V'yalfinu lamisote, d'chsiv v'amra ha'isha amin amin. If she says amin, it's as if she said the shvua, the shvua is chal. Kolomer v'havi kimushbas mipi atzmo u'kmosh per sham u'perk shuas ha'idus di lo afil mushbas mipi achem lo havia. So a person says amen to a shvua, it's as if they're saying a shvua on their own. So they're saying a shvua on their own. By the case of a sota, you cannot interpret the case of sota to be a case of a mushbas mipi hakohen. It's not mushrim pi acherim. When you see amen, it's as if you are saying yes myself. When you say amen to a bracha, let's say, you're being yotzei bracha, and you say amen, it's as if you are saying the bracha yourself. So you cannot categorize, you can't classify the case of sota to be mushrim pi acherim. Amen means mushrim pi atzmo. So that cannot be the distinction, says the Ran. And the high time of this reason, the Tanan, we learn the Mishnah Sota, the Afagav, the Beshuas Bitoy, the Mushrim Piacherim, Pater Kohechashana Amin Chayev, Kapater, Kohechashana Amin Chayev. When a person says Amin, it makes it into a Mushrim Piatmo. The Kevin Shekain, Misota Garminale, since it's the whole source, the Afil Mushrim Piatmo, Libai Shem. Since the whole source of the Amin, saying Amin to Shvua, that it's as if the person himself is saying the Shvua, is learned out from Sota, tells us that the shvua of sota is not classified as a shvua mushba mipi acherim from the Kohen, it's a mushba mipi atzma. So the answer of the Ran, Rabbeinu Tam, therefore is incorrect.
Sota makes her own neder, or she just says amen ve'amen?
She says amen ve'amen to what the Kohen says.
So why would you assume that you have to say Shem Hashem when you're doing your own neder if she's not saying it herself?
Because the Gemara in Sota, the Gemara in Shvuas tells us the requirement of Shem is learned out from Sota. When you say Shvuas Edus, the Gemara says you need to say Shem Hashem. How do you know you need Shem Hashem? We have Gzeir Sheva Allah Allah from Sota. Sota has Shem Hashem, so too Shuas Edus requires Shem Hashem. Right, but when she says Amen, it's as if she's actually saying the Shua the Gemara tells us. So we see that the Shua Sota is classified as a Shua's Pi Atzmo, and this requires a Shem Hashem even by Shua Pi Atzmo. So what does Ran say? Here, how are we doing with time? Okay. Fikach, therefore, says the Ran, lo yirati lasof daitabuz. I don't understand what the Rabbeinu Tam is saying. He asks another question. Let's just try to get to his answer. Let's see. Jump down to the bottom of the Ran here, where he quotes the Ravid. It's five lines from the bottom. He asks a couple other questions, but we'll leave those aside for now. Elisha Ravid zal amar, dilinin malkos eno loke el bahaskar sashem. In order for a person who takes a shvua and goes against the shvua, in order for him to get malkos, only if he says a shvua, makes a shvua with Shem Hashem, and then does not keep up to that shvua, does he get malkos. The bechula lav, the shvua Hashem, ksibuhu, lo siz Hashem Hashem, lo siz shvua b'shmi, because all the shvuas, all the times it says lo, not to take a shvua in the Torah, it's always accompanied by the word, by the name Hashem Hashem. So in order for that lav to translate into malkos, only if the person's initial shvua was said with Shem Hashem. And then if he doesn't keep the shvua, he gets malchus. Aval in an isura below shem nami isa. If a person makes a shvua without using Shem Hashem, there will be an isur deraisa involved, but it will not turn in, it will not translate into malchus if a person doesn't say Shem Hashem. So that's a distinction that the Ran makes. Okay, let's do some chazar because these are very, very important. He showed those here. So firstly, we had the whole discussion between the Ran, the Gemara, Yados and Kinuyim. We have three different levels of Nadarm. There's Iker Neder, which is either through Atvasa or not through Atvasa, then there's the kinoy, the slang, or the nicknames, the Lashon Shabbat Chamim, or Lashon Umos Olam, we saw the Ran, quoting Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. Then we had the Yados, which we haven't seen much about, that was the what was laid out by the Ran for us. Those three types of ways of getting to a Neder. Then we just saw this Ran about the Shavua, whether or not you need Shem Hashem, or Rabbeinu Tam wants to make a Chiluk, though there are some difficulties with it, that it depends whether Mushma Pi Asmo versus Mushma Pi Acher. Mushma Pi Asmo does not require Shem Hashem, but Mushrim Pi Acherim does require Shem Hashem Lefi the Rabbeinu Tam. The Ran thought the difference is no, the Shavua is Chal no matter what, whether you use Shem Hashem or not. The only difference of Shem Hashem is whether that will translate into Malkos. If you use Shem Hashem, like all the Psukim introduced to Shem Hashem, then one will get Malkos. If one does not use Shem Hashem, there'll only be an Isser. And then a very other, very big important yisod we saw in Amud Beis was the distinction between a nether and a shvua. A shvua is an iser gavra, a nether is an iser chefta. But we said even though nether is an iser chefta, it's still different than an iser chefta of nidei hektish. Nidei hektish is where the chefta becomes mamish aser to everyone in the world, while nedarim is only iser chefta in relation to the guy himself. It's a, somewhere in the middle, some hybrid of iser chefta to the gavra only. Okay, great first daf of nedarim. Beautiful. A lot to do.